from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Yes, sir. It's time now. G-Bag of the Day is just a few minutes away. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Soda. State-of-the-art weight loss. It's here's the chief with some around the animal kingdom.
Man, I've learned a lot. The mighty jungle is a wild place. It was Dollar Zoo Day at the Dallas Zoo, by the way, and that has caused some serious highway backup.
Yes.
I think everybody that was interested in going to the zoo at any point this summer, save today to be that day, and everybody is going to the Dallas Zoo right now. So you might be in the car just hammering away at the traffic in Tolo, and so we appreciate it. Now, I saw a stat of the day. Dan Le Batard tweeted out yesterday, you are 15. This is apparently a fact that a lot of Reddit users say that they're familiar with, but you're 15 times more likely to die by a coconut than you are a shark.
Wow, the coconut falling out of the tree?
I'm assuming the, and then it probably adds to
coconut
like
coconut rum.
Maybe like maybe there's some coconut rum deaths that get involved in this.
Yeah.
And then choking on the coconut perhaps. You know, maybe somebody's died choking on a coconut before, so that rounds the numbers up. But my gosh, I never considered just like having to be a little bit fearful walking. Not that we have coconut trees, but if you're ever on vacation somewhere.
I would like to see the analytics on that, though, Chief, because I think that it's
numbers,
just
numbers lie sometimes.
Out of the world population, yes. But out of the people that actually go into the water on a regular basis, give me that ratio. You know, how many people around coconut trees that actually die compared to the amount of people that go into that water? I have a feeling, you know, the sharks might have their day, Brian.
Yeah, figure out this. And I bet the analytics will tell you this differently. Put on a black wetsuit. Paddle around out there kind of, you know, like you really don't know how to swim. And see which one happens to you first. Getting hit by a coconut or getting eaten by a shark. If you're in those waters. Yeah. Just put on a black wetsuit.
Wait, so are you guys calling ball sack on this?
Yes.
Animal Kingdom fact of the
Hell
day?
Yes.
I think they're using the old counting numbers.
Yes.
You know?
They're trying to keep you from being scared. You know, oh hey, no, there's no problem in the water. Man,
come
these
vacation.
Sharks, they're running
this is
out
a PETA.
Of
this is a PETA.
They're running out maybe. Of fish to eat in the ocean. They're coming up on shore.
Yeah, this is a study brought to you by PETA.
Yeah, yeah. Big shark.
Yeah,
big shark.
That shark. Yeah. That shark
we
is.
We should
way,
have coconut week just, on the that's yeah. on
just
on
this
the
big
animal
wave.
Planet.
You dive into the wave. You know how you always do. Just dive in. You're just diving right into a shark's
I've
mouth.
I've never heard of a story ever in my life. Not that I'm going through obituaries, you know, but like I've never heard any. Story about somebody dying by coconut.
No, never heard it.
No, you never hear that.
Heard a story a couple of weeks ago. A lady was out there in Florida, like hip high water.
Sure.
Shark got her, you know?
Yeah. Really? Did she die?
Bit the hell out of her. No.
Oh. No. I always think about those people 4th of July weekend in Texas.
Yeah, the cat.
Four people.
Their calf. They got their calf bitten.
Yeah, and the darn sharks were still right there in the water on the video. Like, come on back in, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Come on.
Pro surfer in Hawaii got it like 3 weeks ago. Dead.
Yeah.
Eesh. Yeah.
So that means a lot of coconuts are taking out people around here. They're just not reporting it.
Here we go, dude.
Tap.
You're calling Cap. Okay.
Oh, Cap. Boy. Here we go.
Cap.
See if I can find your drop.
Yeah. All right. So there's your Animal Kingdom fact of the day. I saw that there's a
Cool J.
Ultra rare 1 in 30 million fiery orange lobster was found at a Red Lobster in Colorado. This is apparently, I don't know, Broadus, how familiar you are with this, but it's
the red one?
A bright orange.
Oh, orange.
Bright orange lobster.
I thought the blue one was rare.
1 in 30 million. Yeah, the blue one is rare as well. But this orange one is, I guess, less known in terms of like the blue lobster is known to be super rare.
Yeah.
I guess people don't realize how rare the orange one is as well. But whoever was unloading this particular truck from Red Lobster noticed it because they're usually like a pretty dark, dark brown or red.
Right.
And then when you see the orange, you're like, oh my gosh, this thing's popping. And so now it was in Pueblo, Colorado.
Pueblo.
And now they have sent it to the aquarium in Denver. They've made a home for this thing.
Right,
and they're calling it Crush to honor the Denver Broncos.
I got a home for it.
Nice.
I do. It's called a 100-gallon pot with some hot water with salt in it.
You don't have respect for that? The ultra rare orange lobster?
He only has respect for a blue dolphin. We've learned that before.
I would have respect for the blue lobster. The rare orange one needs to be in the pot.
I love that they put a football spin on this thing, man. We're going Orange Crush on it. We're taking it to the aquarium.
I might call
We're going to take care of this bad boy.
How,
another one?
I'm calling Cap again.
You have to hit it again, Lucius.
Yeah, I got to find another one here.
I'm calling Cap. They're closing down Red Lobsters, you know? They're closing all
so
these.
So this guy was more expendable. They're like, we're not.
And we have an aquarium in Denver, Colorado?
Yeah, most major cities have an aquarium.
Kind of seems
that boy's got kind of seems like, got biceps bigger than my thigh.
Kind of seems like kind of a little far fetched. Denver Aquarium. I think he needs to be in the aquarium of the 100-gallon pot.
Here's another
quart pot.
Another animal fact for you: male koalas don't pursue females. Instead, usually between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m., they lay back, they make themselves comfortable, and quote-unquote bellow loudly at any females in the area to come and join them.
Wow, they got it made, dude.
That is a... That
I'm
is,
ready.
Yes.
Sound like Wolchuk in North Texas.
Who wants to sex the Mutombo?
That is one of the greatest stories ever about Dikembe Mutombo in the club.
If you were hearing, like, if you were a female koala bear, and you heard that, would you just go, stop, you know, there they are
you
again.
You would think, but clearly this works. I mean, because they're repopulating all the time. Koalas get after it.
Yeah, they do, man.
They're slow, aren't
prolific.
They?
Prolific.
Are they kind of slow getting to each other?
I think that's the sloth.
Yeah, the sloth.
I know
is,
the sloth is slow, but
it's, I mean, koalas certainly aren't known
for their
speed.
I always feel like koala bears are kind of getting helped into the tree. Like somebody's like,
yeah, they are. They're always getting stuck in a road.
They're always like, they can't quite make it.
They're
right,
whining.
Man.
They want your attention. They even lift their little arms up. Like, pick me up, man.
I'm tired. I can't move any further, you know.
But they have like some type of sexually transmitted disease. They're so cute. I think they have like herpes or something, a chlamydia. For real. Yeah, I ain't playing, man.
I think I've heard that
if you're
too.
A host, stand up.
Yeah, they get after it. They really do. I have an elephant fact that we'll save for a later date.
That sounds good because it's time now for the G bag of the day. Here's Lucius in the pink cup.
I love koalas, bro. I wish I could have a koala, man.
Yeah.
A little fuzzy person. It's like a little teddy bear that actually moves around and walks. And you know,
that's kind of how I feel about
the
red
clap.
Panda, dude.
The red panda?
Pandas are like adorable.
Panda.
My childhood bear was a koala, actually.
See?
Yeah.
I like the penguins, koalas, vultures, and turtles.
Lucius, I saw a penguin.
Vultures.
I saw a penguin the other day on a video. They know when they're done, they wander off. They wander off from the crew.
Like, they had solo death?
They had some scientists were running after, like, trying to get him back, and he kind of, like, stopped, and then when they tried to push him the right way, he turned and just, he knew. He needs to go on the ice cap and become an orca meal. Yeah.
Jeez.
Seriously, they were trying to like direct him, like, no, over here, buddy, over here. And he's like, no,
nah, man. Nature was calling him.
I'm going this way.
I admire the self awareness.
Yeah. He'd had enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's Solutions in the Pimp Cup.
Yeah. Sorry. But you're talking about penguins.
You're right.
Elephants are the same way, right? When they know, don't they know?
Dogs
they
just, do that too, man.
They wander off and they're just kind of like, ah.
The dog will go to the closet all of a sudden. Like, where's the dog? Yeah. It's with Jesus now. Our winner right here from G Back of the Day. How many days is this? 2 days? 3 days?
I think it's this is looking two, looking for three.
Yeah.
Looking for three. To the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? I have no idea. But I know Sean Sharif is back and they're having so much fun over there.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you have more? Your mic's off. You think what's wrong with you today?
This
you come in late. You don't have your equipment. I was not late. You don't have an earpiece.
I was not late.
You're stuttering and stammering. You don't have your mic on.
I was not late. And Stanley. Yeah, like stuttering and stammering just means we're twins now, Sean. That's all that is. So Peyton,
man,
continue.
He went in on that while you were out. He kept talking about how I guess an insecurity or whatever.
That's
and
nasty,
I'm like, I don't even notice.
He was talking about me stuttering.
Yeah, I don't even notice.
No, I did not. If you can ever have your name first or second in the show and talk as much as I do, you probably stutter more.
Son.
Yeah.
There's a promo right there, baby. Let's go. Thank you.
There's a promo for the day. So Tim doesn't have to bust Bobby's ball. That's the last time I take up for your ass, too. When you want to say something in the meeting, you're too scared to do it. That's the last time I put my neck out there on the line for you.
Bring him up. Decision for Sean.
That is some nasty work right there by Choppy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, while he was out, he was really talking trash
about you. Yeah, he was talking about you,
yeah.
Never noticed that obvious stutter.
Man.
Apparently it's an insecurity.
All right, let's see what we got right here. Hey, Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
Sir?
Yes. It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, it's summertime. People outside enjoying themselves. And I can't believe this happened in the daytime, but there's a chick that caught a couple... making a whoopee in the community pool.
Ooh,
and this is the pool where it's like in the middle of the apartment complex and everybody can see inside of it.
In broad
during
daylight.
The day, bro. Exhibitionist, I guess. You know what I mean? But one lady wasn't having it.
Hey, I definitely just called security on the both of y'all nasty asses while you out here done took your dirty ass panties off in that nasty ass water. That's so disgusting. Kids, get in that damn pool. You need to put your nasty ass panties back on, jump your ass back over that fucking balcony and get the fuck out that pool, because that's so disgusting. All the places you can have sex, you gonna choose to have sex out here in the damn pool? That's so fucking nasty and dirty as fuck in a chlorine pool. It's okay, I took your video and security is on the way.
She was doing
wow, she could get in trouble for that, couldn't you?
Jealousy will get you nowhere, lady.
Documenting a crime,
revenge porn, whatever.
She
recorded it too. I have it on my phone,
and I will use it later.
And I will be watching that. That is terrible. It's disgusting. These are grown adults.
And that's for like the nighttime situations. Like if you're at the pool 2-3 o'clock in the morning, you don't convince somebody to come to the pool with you after y'all been hanging out.
Yeah.
I can understand what's going on. That's on you. But daytime, hey man, chill out, bro. Summertime, kids are running around here.
Yeah. Man, the pool is just nasty in general.
It's gross.
Yeah. We were at a hotel the other night, and I had a rash around my swim trunk line. I was like, oh, goodness.
Oh.
I'm like, man, I could tell the water was a little frothy coming out of the outtake. Like, why is there so much bubbles? And I'm like, let's just go.
You got trig now, man. You take some penicillin after that dip you took.
I think I should.
Good ointment Lord.
I do have a good ointment.
A little calamine or something.
Yeah, I have a steroid ointment I put
Nobody
on.
Nobody has worse luck.
Yeah, I mean.
I was next to some poison ivy and it jumped up on me.
He
jumped up. I have some sensitive skin.
It jumped up in
community pool rash.
I feel you, bro.
You just say anything around him, it jumps up on him.
I feel you with the sensitive skin. I do too as well.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, I got photos of my mom. I got stuff on my face right now, fam.
Yeah.
Trying to get these ingrown hairs out of my beard line.
That's why I don't shave, you know?
Listen, I'm right there with you, but it's hilarious. But Broadus is so rude.
Yeah, dude, he is rude. Come on, man. I'll be dying over here.
All right.
I was wondering why you were scratching so much.
Yesterday was a church day. Let me get focused. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike. And if you did go to church yesterday, good on you. Midweek is tough.
Midweek is tough.
Midweek is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of tough, here's a praise and worship team. They just couldn't find the notes.
Ooh. Word of God, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to try it. Is that D flat? Mm. Lord. D as in dog. Yeah. We're going to try it, y'all. Pray for me. I ain't sung all week. Where do I go when there's no one to turn to? Who do I talk to? We're going to have to try another key. Can we try another key?
No.
I'm sorry. Hmm. Where? Hold on here. Hold on.
Man.
Where do I go when there's no one to turn to? Who do I talk to? Where you got me at? Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Either Michael, you got it, bro. Hold on,
No.
I was in B flat. Oh, well, you got it. Where do we can do? I'm sorry, y'all. Where do I go?
Wow.
Yeah, she was singing in the key of U flat.
Yeah. Maybe to rehearsal.
I like when you when you mess up and the guitar's in the background. Something weird happens with the guitar. Hold on 1 second.
Did that lady hop on her Instagram and say, "I'm not going to BS you guys. I'm not going to rehab."
Yeah.
I got a problem. The whole band actually.
We're up against it. What should I do?
Go for it. Yeah.
All right, you guys get ready to take a flight. We have some chaos at the Spirit Airline gate.
Oh, jeez.
Mm. It's happening in California. The agents are just yelling at the customers as they're trying to board. I think there's some confusion which flight they're supposed to get on and everything. Where's our plane? All types of stuff. Even the agents are confused.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know what aircraft's sitting out there. I don't know what's going on. You guys won't give me a minute. Please give me a minute. Please. Everybody's attention, back out!
Nope.
Go ahead, back out! All right. Now, y'all gonna get on this flight or not?
Yes, we are.
All right. Yeah. So everyone's gonna shut up.
Ooh.
And we're gonna say this once, and we're only gonna say it again because we're frustrated as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
In the state of California,
if you
don't consent, okay?
I'm sorry.
Wow. Chaos, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the folks that work at Spirit and Frontier and a couple of the other budget air, these people have, I think, the most challenging jobs in travel.
Yeah.
It's brutal, you know? They have so many flights coming in, they can only afford a couple of gates. That's how they operate on such a low budget. And it creates all sorts of chaos. And I empathize with those people that were frustrated as HE Double Hockey Sticks. Is it Sean and Bobby? Is it the lady that caught the folks in the pool? Is it Praise and Worship Team couldn't find the notes, or the Spirit Airline confusion there in the state of California? I'll go with Sean and Bobby, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with the Nasty Swimmers.
Lucius?
Oh, what?
Just so we can rehash the Dawson rash again tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with that one too, I guess.
Brian?
I'm going to go with the rash as well.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, lady calls out nasty couple there in the apartment pool. Okay, brought us Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, coming up next. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, what are the things is Dawson allergic to? And we'll have some cowboy questions as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.